Good morning. This is Birdie reading the commercial news for Thursday, August 27, 2020. DACC offers lower cost GED test by Carol Rome, Danville. Danville Area Community College Adult Education Department announced Wednesday that limited funds are available for students to take the GED test at one-third of its usual cost. Laura Williams, Dean of Adult Education, said the Illinois Community College Board will provide a subsidy to offset the cost to take the GED test, which normally costs $120. The entire GED test now will cost only $40 until funding runs out. "We've had so much bad news lately, so this is something amazing," she said, trying to recall the last time the GED test was offered at a discounted price. "We can help so many people." Williams said the funding has been made available to all community colleges with a GED program across the state. "They're funding it for all of the state of Illinois," she said. "I've been told funding might last for 6 months." The GED has four parts to the test: math, science, social studies, and language arts. Each section of the test usually costs $30, but now will be offered at $10 per section. Williams said this is a good opportunity for students to try a section of the test for $10 without incurring a lot of cost or risk. "At least try one of them. Who knows if the testing centers will close again due to COVID-19, she said. $10 isn't a huge investment. You can take a section of the test and see what it's like and know what to expect. Students will first need to register with the GED testing service at www.ged.com and use the promotion code ILSAVE20 to receive the discount. They usually take their test at DACC, but they register online," Williams said. "The promotion code will expire when the funds run out." In addition, DACC's adult education program still offers free night classes to brush up and prepare for the GET test that will start September 14th. The classes will run from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays. A day and evening synchronous online class with instructor and students meeting at the same time also was offered. However, a student must have a certain reading level to attend. Other GED prep classes will be offered at Fair Oaks from 9 a.m. to noon Monday through Thursday. "Classrooms are extremely limited because we can have no more than 10 students in a classroom," Williams said. It's first come, first served. Additional GED prep classes will be held during the fall from 9 a.m. to noon Mondays and Wednesdays starting October 19th and from 9 a.m. to noon Tuesdays and Thursdays starting October 20th. To learn more about the GED testing opportunity, please call Danville Area Community College's Adult Education Department at 443-8784 or stop by the Adult Education Department in room 119 at Prairie Hall on campus. Police Application Period Off to a Slow Start by Jennifer Bailey, Danville. In about the first month of applications being accepted for probationary officers, this city has seen 6 applications submitted. "It's usually slow the first month," said Police and Fire Freedom of Information Act officer Bill Westfall, who also is the city liaison with the Board of Fire and Police Commissioners. Applications can be submitted through September 30th. Westfall said they're advertising in a lot of police journals and through other media. "One of our pushes is to get more minority candidates," he said. the City of Danville is taking applications for the probationary officer testing process, which leads to supplemental eligibility list. Application packets are available on the city website in the City Hall lobby at 17 West Main Street or Public Safety Building 2 East South Street, Danville. Applications must be submitted to the City Human Resources Office by 4:30 p.m. September 30th. The eligibility list for each will become effective immediately after the testing process. The testing process consists of a physical agility test, written test, and an oral interview. The process will begin on October 10th and be completed on November 10th. The successful candidates must pass each element in order to proceed to the next step. The physical agility and written testing will take place during October, and the oral interviews will be conducted on November 10th. Each applicant will receive a copy of the testing schedule. Applicants must meet the following minimum requirements: be at least 20 years old and not yet 35 years old at the time of application, and must be 21 and under 35 years when appointed. High school diploma or GED required. Be physically fit and have good vision. Be a U.S. citizen. Pass a background check. Police officers must have at least 30 credit hours of coursework from an accredited college at the time of appointment. The city offers an excellent salary and benefit package. Also, the probationary period for police officers is 18 months. Questions can be directed to Bill Westfall at 217-431-2281 or Bill Westfall at danvillepd.org. Expiration of driver's license extended 1 year for Illinois seniors by Rebecca Anzell, Capital City News, Illinois, Springfield. Driver's license for Illinoisans 75 or older are valid 1 year extra beyond the currently listed 2020 expiration date, Secretary of State Jesse White announced Tuesday. The roughly 147,000 seniors do not need to visit a motor vehicle facility until just prior to their birthday in 2021. The office said in a news release, noting it will inform qualifying residents in a letter. The Secretary of State's records were updated to reflect this change, and officials notified national and state law enforcement as well. I am mindful of the heightened risk associated with seniors contracting COVID-19, and that is why I have authorized this important change during this challenging and unique time, White said in a written statement. His office has the statutory authority to extend these deadlines by up to 1 year. The expiration date for all other Illinoisan driver's license and plate stickers was pushed to November 1. The office is encouraging residents not to visit a driver's service facility for matters that can be handled online. Especially during hot weather, residents do not need to rush to facilities where heavy customer volume is expected, the office said in a news release. Since White opened his offices a few weeks ago, numerous reports have documented long lines that stretch outside and around buildings. The facilities were previously closed during the COVID-19 spread. Capital News Illinois is a nonpartisan, nonprofit news service covering state government and distributed to more than 400 newspapers statewide. Grants Available for Blighted Housing by Peter Hancock, Capital City News. Springfield. The Illinois Housing Development Authority is now accepting applications for grants to address vacant and abandoned housing throughout the state. Blight affects many communities, large and small, across Illinois, and it is critical that municipalities have the tools they need to address the economic and social impact that vacant homes continue to impose in neighborhoods throughout the state. IHDA Executive Director Kristen Foss said in a news release, "That is why IHDA is committed to helping Illinois cities and towns as they tackle their local housing needs. Funding for grants comes from a state Strong Communities program, which was established earlier this year through funding from the state's Rebuild Illinois Capital Plan. A total of $30 million will be awarded through the program over three application periods, including $10 million available in the first wave. The agency expects that over all three rounds, the program will finance the rehabilitation of approximately 1,000 abandoned homes and the demolition of another 500 blighted properties deemed beyond repair. Grants will be awarded in the amount of up to $250,000 to local government agencies to return residential properties to productive and taxable use, or for demolition," IHDA said. The program will also reimburse municipalities for removing trees, shrubs, debris, and conducting lot treatment and greening and other costs associated with returning blighted properties to productive states. Cities, counties, and land banks associated or located in Illinois are eligible to apply for the grants. Cities and counties may also submit joint applications. Regional planning commissions are also eligible to apply on behalf of the units of government they serve. The current application window will remain open until 3 p.m. Monday, September 28th. Information about how to apply is available through IHDA website. State Positivity Rate Decreases by Jerry Nowicki. Capital News, Illinois, Springfield. The statewide COVID-19 test positivity rate decreased again Wednesday, the same day added restrictions took effect in two regions of the state that are considered hot spots for the virus. The 7-day rolling average positivity rate for tests completed decreased to 4%. After rising as high as 4.4% on Thursday, August 20th. Region 4 in the Metro East area on the Missouri border had a 9.7 positivity rate as of August 23rd, while Region 7's positivity rate was 8.3 in Kankakee and Will counties. Those were the only two regions topping the 8% threshold, leading to further state-imposed economic restrictions. Southern Illinois' Region 5 has a positivity rate of 7.1%, followed by Cook County's Region 10 at 6.8%, and Region 2 in North Central Illinois at 6.5%. Region 6 in East Central Illinois has the lowest rate of 1.6%, while the other regions, including Chicago, at 5.3%, ranged from 5 to 5.8%. The Illinois Department of Public Health also announced another 37 deaths related to the virus and 2,157 confirmed cases among 50,362 tests completed over the previous 24 hours. That made for a one-day positivity rate of 4.3%. The deaths ranged from a female younger than 20 to multiple residents in their 90s. More than 50,000 test results have been reported daily for 6 of the last 8 days. IDPH has now reported 7,954 deaths of COVID-19 positive individuals among 225,627 confirmed cases since the pandemic first reached Illinois. More than 3.8 million test results have been reported. At the end of Tuesday, hospitalizations for the virus in the state remained slightly above their pandemic lows. There were 1,573 COVID-positive individuals occupying hospital beds, including 350 intensive care unit beds. Of those, 132 are on ventilators. And now the obituaries for August 27th. Hoyle Newbert. Hoyle Dixie Newbert, 86, passed away peacefully the morning of August 20th, 2020, at his home on Highland Farm, Georgetown, Illinois. There will be no services at this time. Arrangements were handled by Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Georgetown. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests a donation to the Georgetown Fair Association. Virginia T. Bennett. Virginia T. Bennett, 91, of Westville, passed away at 2:20 p.m. Monday, August 24th, 2020, at her home. A celebration of Virginia's life will be held at 3 p.m. Saturday, August 29th, 2020, at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Georgetown, Illinois, 200 East West Street, Georgetown. Visitation will be held from 1 to 3 on Saturday prior to her service at the funeral home. She will be laid to rest in Pleasant Mound Cemetery, Georgetown, Illinois. It is kindly requested that face masks be worn and social distancing is practiced by those in attendance of the visitation and or service. Memorial donations may be given in her name to Community Church of God at 535 South Bowman Avenue, Danville, Illinois. Robin Parton. Robin Mason Parton, 57, of Danville, passed away on Monday, August 24th, 2020, at Carl Hospital in Urbana. Visitation will be Saturday, August 29th, 2020, from 11 to 1 p.m. at Kruger Cohn Pape Funeral Home, 10 East William Street, Danville. Service will follow at 1 p.m. with burial at Sunset Cemetery. We will be observing mandatory mask and social distancing per IDPH guidelines. Terry Lee Hunt. Terry Lee Hunt, Ridge Farm, 57, passed away at 6:20 p.m. on Saturday, August 22nd, 2020, at OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center in Danville. Per Terry's wishes, there will be no services. Cremation rites will be accorded. Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville, 3940 North Vermilion Street, is in charge of arrangements. Memorials may be made in his name to the American Cancer Society. And now community briefs for today. Danville, golf outing set. The Knights of Columbus charity golf outing will be Saturday, September 5th at Wolf Creek Golf Club. The four-person scramble will start at 10 a.m. The cost is $65 per person. Sponsor a hole for $75. Food and prizes will be available immediately following golf. Sign up at Wolf Creek or call Alan Rathgeberger at 217-304-8919.
Last year, the KFC raised $3,000 for local charities. Finance rescheduled the Vermilion County Board Finance meeting set for September 7th has been canceled and rescheduled for August 31st. If you have any questions, call the County Board at 555-6002. Westville, preschool crafts. The preschool program is back at Westville Public Library virtually. Take-and-go packets are available at the front desk beginning Wednesday, September 2nd. Packets include activities and a craft. There will also be a Facebook Live video for story time and demonstrating the craft. Register by calling the library at 267-3170 so the number of packets needed will be ready. Vetersburg, Indiana Executive Session. The Southeast Foundation School Corporation Board of Trustees will have an executive session at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time today in the administrative office. The purpose is to discuss employee work performance. Lara strengthens to Category 4 by the Associated Press. Lara strengthened Wednesday into a menacing Category 4 hurricane, raising fears of a 20-foot storm surge that forecasters said would be unsurvivable and capable of sinking entire communities. Authorities implored coastal residents of Texas and Louisiana to evacuate and worried that not enough had fled. The storm grew nearly 70% in power in just 24 hours to a size the National Hurricane Center called extremely dangerous, drawing energy from a warm Gulf of Mexico waters. The system was on track to arrive late Wednesday or early Thursday as the most powerful hurricane to strike the U.S. so far this year. It looks like it's a full beast mode, said University of Miami hurricane researcher Brian McNubley, which is not what you want to see if you're in its way. One major Louisiana highway already had standing water as Lara's outer bands moved ashore. Winds began picking up as shoppers rushed into grocery stores in low-lying villages, filling carts with chips and beer. Austin Domecas, 26, said his wife would likely evacuate, but he planned to stay put at his father's farm, where the house is 14 feet off the ground. "We don't know if it's too smart, but we're going to stay just in case we need to help people out," he said. With time running out, both Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards expressed concerns that not enough coastal residents were taking the dire predictions seriously. In Lake Charles, National Guard members drove school buses around neighborhoods offering to pick up families. Abbott warned that families who do not get out of harm's way could be cut off from help long after the storm makes landfall overnight. The National Hurricane Center kept raising its estimate of Laura's storm surge from 10 feet just a couple of days ago to twice that size, a height that forecasters said would be especially deadly. A Category 4 hurricane can cause damage so catastrophic that power outages may last for months in places, and wide areas could be uninhabitable for weeks or months. The threat of such devastation posed a new disaster relief challenge for a government already straining to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. By Wednesday afternoon, Lara had maximum sustained winds of 140 miles per hour as it turned about 200 miles from Lake Charles, Louisiana, moving northwest at 16 miles per hour. Forecasters predict winds will reach at least 145 miles per hour winds, but may weaken ever so slightly before landfall. Heed the advice of your local authorities. If they tell you to go, go. Your life depends on it today, said Joel Klein, Tropical Program Coordinator for the National Weather Service. It's a serious day, and you need to listen to them. On Twitter, President Donald Trump also urged coastal residents to heed local officials. Hurricane warnings were issued from San Luis Pass, Texas, to Intercoastal City, Louisiana, and reached island for 200 miles. Storm surge warnings were in effect for Freeport, Texas, to the mouth of the Mississippi River. In the largest U.S. evacuation during this pandemic era, more than 500,000 people were ordered to flee from their homes near the Texas-Louisiana state line. And more than, including the Texas cities of Beaumont, Galveston, and Port Arthur, and the low-lying Casigliu and Cameron parishes in southwest Louisiana, where forecasters said storm surge topped by waves could submerge entire towns. Solid start. Huddleston leads Toppers Pass Spartans by Chad Dare. Danville. Schlarman Academy senior Gabe Huddleston got a taste of state tournament golf last year, tying for 38th with a two-round score of 167. Huddleston came into this season with high hopes of a return trip to Prairie Vista Golf Course in Bloomington. But earlier this week, the IHSA announced the cancellation of all state tournaments for fall sports. It's frustrating, especially for all the seniors like myself that have put in a lot of work toward playing in a state tournament, he said. But it was the right decision. These are uncertain times, and you just have to roll with the punches. Huddleston proved that point on Wednesday in the season opening match for the Schlarman Academy Hilltoppers. He shot an even par 36 at Danville Country Club to lead Schlarman to a 15-shot win over St. Joe Ogden Spartans. We played well, and we have a lot of young guys, Huddleston said of his team that returns just three players from the two-time Vermilion Valley Conference team of 2018 and 19. The wind picked up a little at the end of the round, and it made for some longer holes. Out here, play is a little more difficult. That didn't bother Huddleston, who had two birdies, five pars, and two bogeys in his round. While the goal of a state tournament berth has been eliminated for Huddleston, he still has some individual achievements to shoot for this year. I would like to finish my season with an average score around even par, he said. Schlarman Academy coach Lucas Schellemeyer acknowledged that it's nice having even par. A senior like Huddleston leading the way for the Hilts. Even par is a pretty normal score for Gabe, and most years that will do well when you go to state, he said. And this is Birdie signing off for reading the commercial news for Thursday, August 27th, 2020. Have a good day.